Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The ACLU is promising a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott over a new bill signed into law this week.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
With the border wall behind him, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a bill making it a state crime to enter Texas illegally. Beginning in March, it gives local law enforcement the authority to arrest and prosecute what have been federal crimes.
To stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
But opponents argue it's unconstitutional. Constitutional because it's preempted by federal law. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in the Middle East. He is urging Israel to show restraint in Gaza while also announcing a new multinational force set up to protect ships in the Red Sea. A strong overnight earthquake rattled the mountains in northwestern China overnight. At least 126 people were killed. Communication and power lines both down. People said to be sleeping outside in bitterly cold weather. This is ABC News. Terrible end in what police in Texas are calling a deadly drunk driving crash.
Police in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburb White Settlement believe that while drunk, the driver hit a pedestrian.
And that impact forced the pedestrian inside the vehicle and ended up came to rest in the passenger seat.
Cops believe the driver drove over 40 miles with the body in his car, sat in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant for hours before someone called police about a wrecked car and a man passed out behind the wheel. The driver allegedly told police he thought he hit a deer. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thousands of people forced to evacuate in Iceland with a volcano erupting not far from the capital. A new trend called that a lot of bosses hate at some offices being called coffee badging. Workers who are supposed to be in the office swiping in, grabbing a cup of coffee, and then heading back home to finish their work day. Some managers trying to crack down, but recent surveys say 80% of workers want either to be hybrid or fully remote. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you know people talk about spreading holiday cheer? Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. Then whoosh, gone. Just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're hearing from the first fake elector about efforts to declare Donald Trump the winner of Wisconsin's presidential votes 3 years ago. Andrew Hitt says the Trump campaign told him the documents they were signing were a backup in case the former president won a legal challenge.
So we viewed what we were doing as simply a contingency plan. The documents we signed would have no meaning unless a court gave them meaning.
Hitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront he's cooperating with a federal investigation. COVID-19 cases are trending up in Wisconsin. More than 400 people were in the hospital at last word, and 46 of them were in the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Karen Boots Ertl, age 87, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on Friday, December 15th, under the care of Marshfield Medical Home Health and Hospice. She is survived by her loving husband, Bill, by her three children, John Ertl, Mary Wagner, and Scott Ertl, all of Butternut. Further survived by seven grandchildren, by five great-grandchildren, survived also by her sisters-in-law, and by other relatives and friends. Funeral mass to be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Friday, December 22nd, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will co-officiate. Visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 9:30 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Karen Boots Ertl, 87, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Celebrate the season with warmth and flavor at Park Falls Family Restaurant. Jesus and Josephina send heartfelt holiday wishes and invite you to savor delicious meals any time of day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. From December 18th till Christmas, dine between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. and receive a complimentary 10% off discount gift card for your next visit. Veterans and seniors enjoy an extra 10% off, making a festive 20% discount on your next meal. Merry Christmas from the Park Falls Family Restaurant, open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. with a menu catering to every taste.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. 30 today under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 34 tomorrow. Cloudy and dry Thursday and Friday, mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. A peek at the extended shows, 42 Saturday, 43 Sunday, and 42 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 30 today, lows level off around 17 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 10 above.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks pull out a win late over the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Seattle Seahawks scored with 28 seconds left in the fourth quarter to post a 20-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Drew Lock capped a 92-yard drive with a 29-yard touchdown pass as the Seahawks snapped a four-game losing streak.
I was emotional. I was emotional for myself, but I was emotional for these guys in this locker room. You know, it's been a rough couple weeks. We needed a win. We needed a win to pull us back, get our spirits back up. And that's what we did here tonight as a team.
Jackson Smith and Jigba caught the game-winning scoring strike, and Julian Love had two interceptions. The second pick ended the Eagles' final possession. Jim Bernard, Seattle.
College sports, a federal judge in West Virginia has ruled that athletes who transferred multiple times but were denied the chance can now play through the remainder of the academic year. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL last night, winners were Pittsburgh, Anaheim, Montreal, Dallas, and Calgary. In the NBA, the Minnesota Wolves rallied from 17 down to beat the Miami Heat 112-108 and improved to 20-5.
Minnesota trailed by 17 early in the second quarter, but then chipped away at the Miami lead, finally taking the lead for good on a pair of Anthony Edwards dunks with 3.5 minutes remaining. Edwards scored 10 of his game-high 32 points in the fourth quarter. Rudy Gobert pulled down 16 rebounds for the T-Wolves, who have won 9 of their last 10 games.
Correspondent Tom Merriam reporting. Other winners included Chicago, the LA Clippers, Toronto, Cleveland, Atlanta, Oklahoma City, Denver, Utah, Sacramento, and New York. Off the court, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering from surgery for a broken hip after falling at a concert in Los Angeles. His business partner says the NBA Hall of Famer had with surgery with no complications. This is SRN Sports.
Bucks basketball on tap. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks homestand continues with two more games. They host the Spurs tonight, then the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers lost 34-20 to Tampa Bay. Quarterback Baker Mayfield had played at Lambeau Field with two other teams, the Browns and the Rams, and in his third consecutive trip to Green Bay, he finally got a win with the Buccaneers.
Third time's a charm, that's for sure. Our team was really prepared to come in here, mentality to come in here with one job in mind and just to find a way to win.
Mayfield threw four touchdowns, 381 yards through the air, and a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. I spoke to his favorite target, Chris Godwin, who had 10 catches for 155 yards.
Like I said, we got a lot of grit on this team.
Is it just me or somewhere about 20 yards downfield off tackle? There's a spot with your name on it.
Yeah.
What was going on today?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, late schedule last night, the Solon Springs boys topped Butternut last night 79-28. On the local schedule today, lots going on. The Lakeland Union High School gymnastics team will play host, they'll travel to Tomahawk today. The Lakeland boys basketball team, three levels, will be hosting Tomahawk. The Lakeland JV3 team will host Phelps. The Lakeland girls basketball team, they will travel to take on Tomahawk tonight. Meanwhile, the boys hockey team will entertain Kingsford at the Lakeland Ice Arena this evening. In other action around the Northwoods tonight, the Athens boys basketball team will be in Park Falls. It is whiteout night, and there's free t-shirts and free admission for the students. Check their Facebook page for more details on that. Shawamigan boys tonight hosting Athens. We'll have it for you on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app. Athens Shawamigan boys tonight. Again, 103.1 and the Civic Media app. Also, the Phillips boys basketball team, they'll hit the road as they travel to take on Abbotsford tonight. The Butternut girls will be on the road. They will travel to South Shore. The Phillips girls, they will entertain Rib Lake tonight in girls basketball action. And the Shawamigan girls off till Thursday Well, they'll travel to take on Abbotsford. Team Seal Hockey is off until Friday, and we'll have that game for you. They'll host Anna Go on Friday with a drop of the puck on that, scheduled for 6 o'clock. Archived audio from last week's games, including Team Seal Hockey and the Phillips Boys, right there for you at 98QCountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
The Country Station.
This will be the best Christmas yet.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I just got it. It's terrific. It looks like some kind of a bird in a tree. Oh, you don't say, a partridge, huh? Well, it's great. Well, of course it was a surprise, honey. I was expecting a hat. Well, you know, I have been dropping some broad hints about maybe getting a hat. Oh, no, this is much better. It's like two gifts in one. I mean, I get the partridge, and I get a tree. Well, okay, thanks a lot, honey. And Merry Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yes, I got the calling birds. Yeah, the man just dropped them off. Well, they're great. You know, they go well with the 3 French hens and the 2 other things. I don't know what they are. I got them on Wednesday. They look almost like a half a turtle and a half a dove. Turtle doves, huh? I never heard of them. No, I appreciate it's a unique gift, but the thing is, I now have 10 birds, and I'm not really a bird person. As you know, honey, I'm more of a hat person, really.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Honey, we have to talk. No, you're being very generous. It's just... No, I like the 5 gold rings. They were great. Nothing wrong with that gift at all. It's just that the next day, it was right back to the bird. Holy Lord! Get back! Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you what that noise was, honey. It turns out that geese and French hens are natural enemies. Now, no more birds. Well, I don't know, honey. How about 8 hats a hatting?
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking.
Hi, honey. Yes, it was quite a surprise. No, they're not birds, are they? They're people. Well, I guess everybody's happy, honey. The maids of milking are having a little trouble. Well, I'll tell you why, because as you know, I live in a 1-bedroom apartment and I don't have any cows. Well, right now they're trying to milk a swan.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
honey, I think we should see other people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Country. Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Likely at least 40. I should say around 40. How about that for tomorrow and running right through Christmas Day? Going to be a mild and snow-free Christmas is what it looks like right now. Bucks basketball coming up tonight. They will be hosting the Wemby and the San Antonio Spurs, right? They're not doing very well this year, but they've got that 7'4" sensation that probably will have some success at some point down the line, but not right now. The Bucks 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock will be the tap tonight. If you are concerned about deer hunting, the wolves, anything related to deer hunting, you may want to attend this meeting on Thursday. The Woodruff Town Hall, right on First Avenue in Woodruff, is having a little get together. Northwoods legislators are going to have a public discussion about the 2023 gun deer season. State Representative Rob Swearingen, Calvin Callahan, and Senator Mary Felskowski are seeking input regarding the 2023 gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin, including but not limited to the gray wolf impact on our deer population. This will be Thursday, and it'll be 5:30 to 7, the Woodruff Town Hall at 1418 First Avenue in Woodruff. So attend that if you like. Now, the new shortest man in the world has been crowned. 25.6 inches. A guy in Iran, apparently. And you know, as soon as this story came out, there's somebody somewhere in the world that said, top of their lungs, said, what are you talking about? I'm 24'8", 25.6 inches, and that's in Iran. That would not be the country I would think. I guess maybe there's not a country I would, I guess. When you tell me the shortest person in the world has been found. I guess there wasn't a country that came to mind, so I guess I'll scratch that. That I'm surprised that it's from Iran. Christmas is only 6 days away, and you can tell it's Christmas because Santa's flight time has already been delayed 6 minutes. So the NP, the North Pole Aviation Administration, as in a the Santa. Let me do that a little better. The Santa flight has been delayed for 6 minutes. That's the official announcement. Thank you. Costco says it has sold more than $100 million in gold bars. They did that last quarter. Good for them. And a volcano. Did you see this story yesterday? A volcano started to erupt in Iceland. Happened, was that last night or the night before in the last couple of days? A volcano erupting in Iceland. Okay, I have to admit, global warming people, you got my attention now. Up to this point, a little bit of skepticism here and there, but when volcanoes start erupting in Iceland, all right, you got my attention. Is it a true story? I don't know if it's true. Of course it's a true story. Everything you read is true. We got boys basketball tonight. Gonna be a fun night at the Park Falls campus. It's a whiteout night tonight. They're handing out free t-shirts to the certain first few number of people that make their way in. Students will get in for free. Check out the Shawamigan Athletics Facebook page for details on this. Coach Tollison and the boys looking to have a fun night tonight as they host a very talented Athens team, and that'll be a 7:15 tap. That game will be on 103.1 and on the Civic Media app also, so you can listen on your phone anytime, anywhere. And that'll be tonight. Bucks basketball, like we mentioned earlier, right here on 98Q Country. Let's get to our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The ACLU is promising a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott over a new bill signed into law this week.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
With the border wall behind them, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing a bill making it a state crime to enter Texas illegally. Beginning in March, it gives local law enforcement the authority to arrest and prosecute what have been federal crimes.
To stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
But opponents argue it's unconstitutional because it's preempted by federal law. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in the Middle East. He is urging Israel to show restraint in Gaza while also announcing a new multinational force set up to protect ships in the Red Sea. A strong overnight earthquake rattled the mountains in northwestern China overnight. At least 126 people were killed. Communication and power lines both down. People said to be sleeping outside in bitterly cold weather. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A blustery day in southeast Wisconsin. The windy weather's been causing problems for much of the day. Wind gusts got as high as 40 miles an hour at the Waukesha Airport this afternoon. Power was knocked out to as many as 3,000 homes and businesses at one point. Even some traffic lights went dark. But crews have restored electricity to practically everyone since then. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. That's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not indicated what he might do. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, December 19th at 7 p.m., it's Shawamigan hosting Athens for boys basketball. Brought to you by our announcer Steve Jetland over on 103.1. Then Friday, December 22nd, it's Team Seal hosting Anago for hockey. This one will be at 6 p.m., brought to you by our announcer, Scott Heckman, also on 103.1. High School Sports, brought to you by 98Q Country, your local civic media radio station.
The Bucks take on the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have two more home games coming up. They host the San Antonio Spurs tonight and then the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers losing another player to the transfer portal. Defensive lineman Rodus Johnson leaving Wisconsin after 4 years. Johnson says he received his diploma over the weekend, and after playing for two different coaches, it's time for a change. NFL, Matt LaFleur says he's not going to fire Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. LaFleur says the players and coaches did a poor job of communicating during the game on formations and assignments in their loss to the Buccaneers at Lambeau Field on Sunday.
When you're having basic communication problems, you're supposed to be in a certain coverage or a certain rotation, and we're not getting that communication. That's what's so disappointing to me, is the fact that it was poor communication, and it always starts with us.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Wendy's new breakfast two for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new two for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Give a little love. Hurry in for Macy's last minute gift sale now and take an extra 20% off gift ideas from designers they'll love when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, spend your Macy's money in-store or online. No merchandise exclusions. Can't decide what to get? Give a gift card and let them pick the perfect gift. Find last minute gifts that never feel last minute right now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. 30 today under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 17 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 34 tomorrow. Cloudy and dry Thursday and Friday, mid-30s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. A peek at the extended shows, 42 Saturday, 43 Sunday, and 42 on Monday. Another look at the short range, high of 30 today, lows level off around 17 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 10 above.
Ready, ready, ready. Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. To the day that you call me yours, yeah. And they say when you know, and I know one thing for sure, I got it good, girl, cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you, can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. to the day that you call me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you.
Tonight's the night that Santa comes. Around the world the reindeer run, bringing joy to all the kids. Most leave him milk and chocolate chips. Tonight I'm leaving beer out for Santa. Trade your cookies for the koozie full of cheers.
John Parkin, 98Q Country. Happy holidays, by the way. It's a quarter to eight at 7:45. Goodwill Community Christmas Dinner is happening on Monday. If you want to pick up a meal or curbside delivery, curbside or home delivery is what you can do. Give them a call at 339-2222. You got to do this by Thursday at 3 o'clock, and they'll get everything ready and raring to go. So when you call and leave a message, you want to leave your name, your address, your phone number, and delivery time, and they'll have curbside pickup available too. And for that, you leave your pickup time. You know, just give them an idea of when you're going to be there and a phone number. So that's a great service. And a big salute to the Phillips Area Clergy Association. They've been heading this up for years. And then each year, one of the local churches in Phillips, and it provides all the man and the women power to make it go in the Victory Christian Center. is the one this year that's providing a lot of the people to make it happen. The location, the physical location is St. Therese of Lisieux. And they got Bavarian ham, potatoes, veggies, cranberries, dinner rolls, homemade jello salads and desserts. So give them a call at 339-2222 if home delivery or curbside pickup is something for Christmas that may brighten up your day a bit. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. they're doing that on Christmas Day. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, our city administrator Brent Mihalik will join us. There is a city council meeting tonight with some special things going on with that. So he's going to come in at 8:30 and just kind of tell us about that tonight, and if you want to show up and be informed. So he'll join us at about 8:30 here this morning on 98Q Country.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Hey, you know, people talk about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. Then whoosh, gone, just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers, now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down or touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Staples is serious about gaming. And right now, during Staples' Holla Deals, we're even serious-er. Like this week at Staples, save $50 on the Xbox Series S with 3-month Game Pass Ultimate Bundle, now just $249.99. Save serious money on gaming with $50 off the Xbox Series S game system today during Staples' Holla Deals. Xbox offer available online in select stores only. While supplies last, limit one, ends 12/23.
New country first.
I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey in my hand.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson to live.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop.
music.
It's not just new country.
The best country.
Hi, this is Reba McEntire, wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas.
This is Keith Urban. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, this is Martina McBride, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
98Q Country.
Sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So Susie's hair. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me.
Silverware, little boy.
In a dining room, like I told you.
And a jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad. Have a good season?
Excellent.
I miss me more.
Maybe.